This week, our National Geographic radio expedition is in Central Africa, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, following a research team looking for an elusive type of ape. It could be a gorilla outside its normal range, or a chimpanzee, one who is much bigger than normal. NPR's Alex Chadwick joined one biologist on an early morning jungle trek.
Christoph through the forest and trying to be as quiet as possible and listening for the chimps to call. So it's about 10 minutes after 7. The sun has come up. The day's begun. And that's just a dove.
I was whispering so as not to scare the chimps. Christoph Basch, a Swiss biologist and the director of the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology, heard them here late yesterday, a couple of miles from our camp.
And they didn't move very far away, so because it was quite late in the day, we let them with the hope that they have nested close by and maybe we are going to have a glance to this giant chimp.
Chimps move after dawn, and they often call to each other then, and that's our best chance to find them. So we had to leave camp at 5 a.m. before our guides arrived and on dark and unfamiliar trails. We got lost, but then, finally, we got here.
So I would suggest we go very slowly and then we wait on the ridge for a good hour.
All right, we'll follow you. Just so we know, what does a chimp sound like when it calls?
Oof, there are many different kinds of sounds. A lot of hoo, 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 barks, wah, wah, grunts, this type of calls. And they scream also a lot, so high-pitched screams, yeah.
And that's what we should listen for.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Christoph is good at waiting for chimp calls. He's calm as a monk.
When I study chimpanzees, I'm normally trying to be a chimpanzee. And a chimpanzee sits in the forest, he's always looking around all the time. And they have extremely good eyes. They see things you wouldn't think that you could use. And then you discover by just looking at these animals how rich, how complex the forest is. It's full of very good things. And so it becomes a much richer world. And its ability we modern citizen in cities have totally lost.
Birds call. Sometimes there's a rustle of wind and not much else. But Christoph doesn't seem frustrated as he adds some notes to a field book. Looking for chimps requires patience. Besides his research, Dr. Bosch has created the Wild Chimp Foundation for Conservation.
The deforestation and the impact of hunting has been so important that we know that all the population of wild chimps have been decreasing very strongly. And it's, yeah, one of the puzzles nowadays is actually to try to find out some of these remaining unknown sites which will have a large population of chimpanzees and try to protect them.
In the afternoon, I hike an hour to the main camp to see another scientist. It's so different here from what I thought it would be. Dry season, the northern edge of the Congo Basin, a few hundred miles from the equator. But a lot of it looks like the New England woods I used to know. Open, airy, comfortable. I've seen tracks for lions, hyenas, buffalo, but there's no sense of threat. In camp is the Harvard professor and Leakey Foundation advisor I'm looking for, Richard Wrangham. He's holding a bag of dung.
This is the best way, if you can't see the animals, to find out what they're eating.
His colleagues here clearly respect Dr. Wrangham's intellect, but also value one particular skill. He is a noted dung washer.
Okay, time to glove up.
Non-scientists may be amazed to discover the attention biologists devote to excrement.
It's always a bit like opening a Christmas present, you know.
You are what you eat. The ape is, too. We have not managed to see a Beely ape, but its dung can at least reveal if gorillas are here. Richard has two buckets of water.
So I'm dipping the dung into one of these, this bucket.
You've taken the dung out of a plastic bag and put it in a little strainer. And so you kind of mash this around in the water in the strainer. And what have you got there?
Well, we've got a lot of brown bits of broken bark and twig. And I think those are just stuff on the forest floor that's been picked up inadvertently with this tiny sample of dung. Mm. But more importantly, we've got five seeds here.
Gorilla dung is full of fibrous strands from plant stems.
Three.
But chimpanzees eat almost all fruit. No fiber, lots of seeds.
So that's five seeds. Or big yellow seed type one. And no fiber at all. And that particular one.
Richard spends the rest of the day washing through bags of feces collected from the forests we've been searching. The results for each are pretty much the same. The apes here have been eating fruit. They're chimpanzees.
When we started here, you said that you thought that there was something weird here. And I wonder now, after almost a week, what do you think?
I guess I've lost faith in the weirdness. Frankly, you know, it seems to me that at the moment the evidence is that this is just a population of chimpanzees, and some of them are pretty large individuals. You do get some pretty large males. It seems to me unlikely that there's anything really very strange in this forest.
That is disappointing for our expedition organizer, the conservationist Carl Amma. He wants this area protected. A unique Beely ape would be wonderful. He's going to keep trackers looking for another month, despite the consensus of scientists.
But I'm still convinced there's a bigger than normal chimp out there behaving very differently from the average chimp.
Some of the best ape researchers in the world spent 3 weeks at the Beely camp. None saw a mysterious ape. None really expected anything more than the possibility of discovery. Christoph Bosch.
I think chimpanzees are for us still a mystery. And it's surprising in a society that seems to believe they know everything that you can find places in the world where it's just full of question marks. I think there is something fascinating in these still unknown places, and there is a kind of a challenge for us humans trying to really understand our world.
The mysterious Beely ape is likely just a chimpanzee. But when you begin to realize how much there remains to learn about our ape family, maybe that is wonderful enough. For pictures of the expedition and links to some of the scientists for more information, go to the NPR website and look for Radio Expeditions. And for Radio Expeditions in the Beely Forest of Northern Congo, with recording engineer Charles Thompson, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR and the National Geographic Society.